Something a little different this week on Better Call Paul. I used NotebookLM to create a queryable database of the Mainline Kitchen Design website. It had a button on it to create a podcast, and this is what it spit out. Creepy, and not actually too bad.
Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're looking into Mainline Kitchen Design.
Right.
Trying to figure out, you know, what makes them tick over there in the Delaware Valley.
Right. We've been digging through their website, the About Us, their blog, all that stuff.
Yeah. Really trying to get a handle on their specific approach to kitchen renovations, what actually sets them apart. That's kind of the mission today, isn't it?
Exactly. It's about looking past the marketing language and seeing what their process, their philosophy, what it actually means for you if you're considering a project with them, like a shortcut through all their web pages.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Mm-hmm. One thing that jumps out immediately is how much they emphasize their designer's experience.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about awards, like the Viking Appliance Design Competition from 2017, a Dell CUI Award from 2016. It seems like leading with credentials is, well, important to them.
Yeah, and that's interesting, right? Because in design, which can be so subjective, they're grounding it with these like concrete achievements. It suggests they want you to see a level of proven expertise. Maybe that gives you some confidence if you're looking for someone established.
And they have this tagline, "The world of kitchen design is changing." That, combined with the experienced designer focus, makes you wonder, okay, what are these changes they're saying?
Yeah.
And how do they fit in?
That's a really good question. It implies they're not just, you know, following trends, but maybe actively shaping how they respond to them. Could be tech, could be how people live now, or even just how the service itself is delivered.
Yeah.
Their whole approach seems to reflect their answer to that changing world.
Okay. But it's not just about the high-level design aspect, is it? They also make a point of mentioning competitive cabinet pricing.
Right.
How do they square that circle? You know, expert design and good prices on cabinets seems tough.
Well, the key seems to be this appointment-only model they run.
Ah, okay.
So instead of a huge, expensive public showroom that's always staffed, they operate out of offices. You meet them by appointment. They say themselves, this cuts down their overhead costs. So the implication for you is maybe they're putting the money into the design time, the expertise, rather than, you know, acres of displays.
Right. No wandering through endless staged kitchens. It sounds much more focused, like a one-on-one thing from the start.
Exactly.
They say they show cabinet lines using samples under glass countertops, door samples, 3D renderings, things like that. Is that a big shift?
I think it signals something, yeah. It points towards valuing that personalized consultation more than the big retail experience.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be betting that their design skill is the main draw, not just the physical products laid out. For you, it could mean less overwhelm, maybe.
Potentially.
But it also makes you think, right, do you need to see five full kitchen setups, or are really good samples and detailed computer models enough to make a decision?
That's the trade-off, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so walk me through the process. If you decide to work with them, what happens first? Sounds like they come to your place?
Yes, exactly. It starts with an initial home visit. They come out, measure up your actual kitchen, and have that first chat about what you're thinking right there in the space.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Seeing the light, the flow.
Totally. It gives them context you just can't get from photos or even blueprints sometimes. Way more personal from day one.
Right. And after that visit, what's next?
So then they take those measurements, that conversation, and they start working on preliminary computer designs.
Oh, okay. Initial ideas.
Yeah, initial concepts. These aren't the final locked-in plans. They're for a second meeting where you discuss them, tweak things, give your feedback.
So it's collaborative. You're not just handed a finished design at the end.
Doesn't sound like it, no. It seems much more iterative. You're involved early on, reacting to those first drafts.
Okay.
And then once those initial designs are refined with your input, then they move into the really detailed phase.
Yeah.
That's where they nail down the comprehensive plans, the specific cabinets, the flooring choices, appliances, counters, all of it. Getting that detail lock early helps avoid headaches later on, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk cabinets specifically. They mentioned working with, what, 8 national lines?
Yeah, 8 nationally distributed brands. But what's also quite noticeable is their focus on providing information about cabinets.
How so?
They have these sections on their site, a cabinets buying guide, cabinet reviews. It suggests they're not just selling you a box, they're trying to guide you.
Mm.
They even talk about rating brands for 2025 based on construction quality and value. It feels like they want to educate you, the consumer.
Interesting. So when they talk about construction quality, what does that actually mean in their guides?
Well, presumably things like materials used, plywood boxes versus particle board, maybe drawer construction, dovetail joints, that sort of thing, how the finish is applied, the details that affect longevity and function.
Got it.
Yeah.
So they're trying to help you understand the difference between brands beyond just the look or the price tag. Empowering the customer, maybe?
Seems like that's the goal, yeah. Make an informed choice, not just pick one from a lineup.
Now, there's a name that seems central to all this. Paul McElhurry. Who is he?
So Paul McElhurry is the president and also the senior designer.
Okay.
And he's got the credentials. They mention international recognition, design awards. But maybe just as important, or even more so for their reach, is he's the guy behind the Mainline Kitchen Design blog.
Ah, the blog. They mention it gets, what, 40,000 readers a month? That's a lot for a local design firm's blog.
It's significant, yeah. And it seems to cover a huge range of kitchen and bath topics, not just for homeowners, but for other designers, too.
Really?
Yeah, they talk about fostering constructive exchange. It includes those cabinet reviews we mentioned, but also things like kitchen design tips only the pros know. It positions them as thought leaders, really.
So it's more than just marketing content, then. It sounds like he's trying to genuinely, like, elevate the conversation around kitchen design. Advocating for standards, transparency.
That's the impression it gives, definitely. Building authority, building trust. It's a way to connect with people and share their philosophy long before you even think about setting up an appointment.
Right. Okay, so for people listening maybe in the area who are intrigued, where exactly are they based?
They're in Balasinwyd, Pennsylvania. The address is 19 Bala Avenue, Suite 205.
Got it. And a phone number.
Yep, it's 610-500-4071. And they cover the broader Delaware Valley region.
Okay. And online, besides the website and blog, where else can people find them?
They seem pretty active across the board, actually. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, hers, even TikTok.
TikTok. Interesting.
Yeah. And they have a kitchen design gallery online, of course. And they mentioned this viral video, an 8-week renovation squished down into about 3 minutes. Apparently, it got views in like 180 countries.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty impressive reach for a local company's renovation video.
It is. It shows they're savvy about getting their work seen, using different platforms to connect.
Okay. So pulling this all together, if you're considering mainline kitchen design, what are the key differentiators we've identified?
I think it boils down to a few core things. One, access to experienced, award-winning designers. Two, that very client-focused process starting in your home. Three, the potential for competitive cabinet pricing linked to that appointment-only lower overhead model.
Right.
And four, this strong commitment to educating you, the customer, through resources like that popular blog.
So for you listening in the Delaware Valley and thinking about a kitchen project, the big takeaway seems to be this. Here's a firm offering potentially high-level design expertise, maybe some savings on cabinets, but through a process that skips the giant showroom in favor of a really personalized, in-depth approach starting at your house.
Exactly. And it really prompts a question for you, doesn't it? What's more valuable to you in that renovation journey? Is it seeing everything laid out in a big space? Or is it that focused expert attention dedicated to your specific project from the very beginning?
Yeah, what fits your needs best is definitely a different model to consider.
Mm-hmm.
So our final thought for you today, think about the pros and cons of that highly personalized in-home consultation leading the process. What parts of that kind of approach resonate most with how you'd want to tackle a kitchen renovation? Something to consider. That's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Mainline Kitchen Design Podcast with nationally acclaimed kitchen designer Paul McElhurry. This podcast is brought to you by Brighton Cabinetry, high-quality custom cabinetry at competitive prices. For more on kitchen cabinets and kitchen design, go to www.mainlinekitchendesign.com.